can't restrain Steve-O. Mark Stevens football update for load restraint systems. Make sure you're load safe with Australia's total range of cargo restraint products. Loadrestraint.com.au.
With RSN's AFL editor Mark Stevens, especially after round one of the AFL season. And gee whiz, Steve-O, there's a few upsets. A few bubbles have burst already. What's your major couple of takeouts out of round one?
Well, I think it was great to see North have the win. Obviously, I can hear Matty Stewart in the background. He's fired up. North had a win.
Matty's just trying to book his back appointment. If he could move away from
a massage
the Warren, that'd be magnificent.
He sounds like he's up and about. Okay, so we've got North Melbourne were fantastic. I thought Essendon great to have a win. I thought the Saints, a huge effort by Ross Lyon coaching-wise. The two real disappointments, Frio were putrid. The Purple Power just really were, they poxed it up, basically. And then the Bulldogs were pretty disappointing as well, given they probably should have been three or four goals up just before halftime and then fell over. But pretty good round of footy all round, really. The AFL did a great job of all the matchups.
They certainly did. There's no doubt about that. How about the fact that All the new coaches had a win in round one? We should have multied that up, Steve-O.
We should have. It would have been good odds too, wouldn't it? So that it's a dream start, really, for the AFL. The surface was a little bit of an issue. People still complaining about the Ed Sheeran concert, but I think that's been overplayed. The big story, really, though, is Kasiah Pickett and the hit. What did you think of that? I think the action should be worth more
trouble.
Well, we only got the two matches, so I thought Chris O probably... Look, he has to tick boxes and whatever, but probably could have gone straight to the tribunal. Just because it's such a dangerous action, 2 weeks is really light on, I think, for that hit on Bailey Smith. Imagine if it was a centimetre either way and he knocked him out cold.
This is his whole argument over outcome v the actual offence and incident. If he'd got knocked out and was stretchered from the ground and is missing next week, well, he gets a lot more time. Do you agree with that methodology?
Not really, but I suppose when you're ticking boxes, it comes into play. Chris O did, there was an unusual clause he did pull out of the drawer, and that's the potential to cause serious injury. So he wheeled up the impact high, given that, but really, I mean, it just doesn't add up. 2 weeks. I think the tribunal system itself is softer than it's ever been. It's more a fine-based system now. Like, 2 weeks for that's too low. So it's not setting a very good example. Even Buddy against the Gold Coast, 1 week for that clip on the jaw. So, yeah, I think the players there are pretty lucky. When we're trying to protect the head, you've got Gary Ablett in the headlines, you've got Max Rook in the headlines, you've got class actions going on, and this happens week one. I reckon the AFL should come out strongly and say, look, we're going to harden this even further.
Close to home to you, Steve-O. How disappointing were the Dogs or how impressive were the Ds?
A bit of both. Just watching that game, I reckon Max Gawn underlined himself as the number one player in the comp. Just totally controlled that match. Just with his hard running, marking, ruck work, he did everything, went forward. They just showed they had a lot of depth, Melbourne and the Dogs. Really, their key forwards didn't work. They looked disjointed and they got scored too easily again. So the type of team, Michael, can get four or five goals put on them quickly, and the good sides just don't do that. And particularly a Ross Lyon side, he's really strangled Frio yesterday. So the other interesting one yesterday is you can't point to the scoreboard now with an umpire and remonstrate. That's going to be a 50-metre point penalty, clearly. You know how players always say, have a look at that, you've got that wrong? Well, it was explained out on the ground, said you can't do that. You're making me look bad. So it was an immediate 50. So you can't look at the scoreboard and do that. At least we know that. What do you think of that? Are we going too far? Should you be able to point up and say you got that wrong, buddy?
But we've already been going down that road where if you remonstrate or argue with an umpire, you're getting pinged anyway, aren't you? So what did you think of the four umpires overall, Steve? I watched a little bit on and off the Essendon Hawthorn game yesterday, and I was still seeing a lot of free kicks that were being missed in the forward line especially.
Yeah, I didn't think it was any different. They were no worse or better than normal. I'd give them probably a 6 out of 10. The trouble is that it's really going to test the depth of the umpires having four per game. There's not many sitting on the bench. You basically can't get dropped now if you have a bad game. So That's a watching brief. I think particularly in the lower games, there'll be more inexperienced umpires. But there wasn't too many Tiggy Touchwood ones, were there? You're right, which is a good thing. We don't want to see too many of those. A couple of them in the St Kilda game I didn't think were great. Gee, the Saints fans, they're good at booing. They fired right up yesterday. They were. There's only 23,000 of them there, but they weren't happy. Freo got four or five of their goals through freeze and kicked about another three. That was it. For the Purple Power, they were terrible. They were the most disappointing team of the round.
Yeah, is it the Freo under the most pressure now, or is Sam Mitchell starting to get near the furnace as well?
Well, I think people sort of expect Hawthorn to have a poor year, but they can't expect to lose by, you know, 10 goals at the G to Essendon after starting well. And they've got Sydney at the SCG this weekend. If you're looking at under, you know, the line bet there, I think that'll be 10 goals plus. So the pressure on a young coach, they've stripped it bare at Hawthorn. At least you know what he's doing. But there's only so much pain you can go through. I think Freo got North this week, so they're probably flat track bully, have a win over there. And Brisbane are under pressure. They were fairly tame too against Port Adelaide. So they now play Melbourne, which is another blockbuster. And we've got Carlton and Geelong on Thursday night. So the AFL have manufactured this beautifully.
Yeah.
Carlton would like their chances. I know Howard Cotton's up and about. He thinks the Blues are going to roll the Cats.
Nah, they were too average last week. Blues have got no hope, I tell Howie. Melbourne's the favourites for the flag now into $5.50. Cats $6, Brisbane $7.50. And the Pies are $8. Wasn't the tab watching that game?
Yeah, they should be shorter. They're exciting, aren't they? Look, it's hard not to believe in Collingwood the way they're going about it, the scoring rate. I suppose with Melbourne, they've got four of their top 10 players to come back in, four premiership players. So they do look pretty scary, actually, the way they're going about it. Grundy and Gawn work well. So I'd have Melbourne slight favourite. It could be a Melbourne-Collingwood grand final. How big would that be, traditionally?
Oh, magic.
It's like back to the 50s.
Any of the big four Victorian teams in the finals would be absolutely huge. Steve-O, you're going to have plenty more to say with the big V-Boys after 11:30, and we'll catch up tomorrow.
Yep, say good day to Matty Stewart. I can see at least he's gone quiet. That's a positive.
He's trying to find a masseuse. If anyone wants to help out Matt Stewart, let us know. SMS us. We'll take a quick break after this. Gators post-mortem from the weekend.